You're listening to the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Drew, we have not checked in on China recently. I'm wondering how their corn and soybean crops are making it through the growing season.
Well, actually, they've done very well up till now. It looks like, though, a high-pressure ridge is building in aloft across the heart of the country right now. And for the past 7 to 10 days, there has been a general lack of precipitation across the center of China's crop country, and the ground, the topsoil, has already become very short. Now, subsoil moisture is still favorable because of the good rains that occurred earlier in the season, but it looks like this pattern is going to continue for at least another week to 10 days, and it looks as though the temperatures are going to get rather hot as well, with temperatures getting up into the upper 90s, into the lower 100s, on a near-daily basis across east-central portions of the country. That's going to accelerate that drying trend, and I'm pretty sure that by this time next week, we're going to be looking at some stress across the heart of their corn, soybean, peanut, cotton, and rice-producing areas in the middle of the country.
Speaking of stress, here in the United States, there have been in the South some extraordinary numbers showing up. What do we know about the heat there?
Well, the heat has receded to the south, finally. We saw the hottest weather yesterday in South Texas. But, of course, a week ago, we started with the heat in the central and southern plains, and it took numerous days to retreat southward. And we saw extremes of 100 to 113 degrees occurring day after day across some of that region in Oklahoma and Texas. Serious stress to livestock and crops, whether they're irrigated or not, were stressed. And certainly the dry land crops across the region were in pretty serious shape even before the heat started, and now they're in even worse condition. The heat is gone for now, and when I say the heat, I'm talking about the extremes. We're still going to see 90-degree temperatures in the southern plains for a while. Starting about a week to 10 days from now, the end of next week, we will start heating that area back up again. And as we go into the first weekend in August and on into the following week, the heat is probably going to become rather impressive again across the region. Maybe not as hot as this past week, but getting back up around and slightly over 100 once again.
And then in the 12 Corn Belt states that stretch from Kansas to the North Dakota over to Ohio and down into Kentucky, looks to me like things are cooling down towards the weekend.
Absolutely they are. Well below normal temperatures will occur. It'll be a really great amount of relief for the human beings out there, but from a crop perspective, it's going to offer some relief as well and give them a chance to rest a bit and to conserve our soil moisture for those areas that are fighting a little bit of dryness. The coolness will abate, though, as we get towards the end of next week. Just as I mentioned, for the southern plains, starting to warm back up again, so will the Corn Belt. And as we go into that first weekend in August and on into the following week, temperatures will become seasonably warm once again, especially in the western Corn Belt. Nothing exceptionally hot, but this is it just kind of highlights the importance of the rain that we should get over this next week to week and a half in the drier biased areas like Michigan and parts of Missouri and Illinois and Kansas, parts of southern Iowa. All of these areas need to take full advantage of this cooler bias that we have, and hopefully we can get enough rain to lift the soil moisture so that when we go back into the warmer and drier bias, that these crops will be better prepared for it. Otherwise, we're going to see a greater level of stress for those locations.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.